Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. This is the Buffalo Sabres postgame show from our flagship station in Buffalo. Here's your host, Brian Cozio.
Dylan Cousins double-teamed as he brings it up near the point. Sabres from right to left. Cousins again scores! That's Dylan Cousins that you've been looking for, and so is he. What a great shot to make it 2-0 here in the second period.
Dylan Cousins getting a much-needed goal that started the scoring barrage in period two, the first of four for the Sabres, but that second goal was all they needed. The game winner from Cousins is our goal of the game tonight, brought to you by Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center. Early detection of cancer is our goal. Get in the game at roswellpark.org/WGR. We welcome you to the postgame. Brian Culziel here with you. We will go right back to Madison Square Garden here in just a moment. Paul Hamilton's awaiting outside the Sabres dressing room, so we'll get some player reaction coming up here to what was, I think, easy to say, the Sabres' best game of the year. A 6-1 victory, a dominating second period in which they got four goals, chased Igor Shesterkin from the game, and pretty much throughout in control as Buffalo scored just 26 seconds into the game. Dahlin setting the tone, getting one by Shesterkin, and in the opening shift, it was 1-0. The Sabres special teams came through in the first and into the second, killing off a couple of penalty opportunities that the Rangers had on the power play. They went 0-for-4 on the power play, Rangers did, so kudos to Buffalo's special teams. And, by the way, I know it was in what you'd say garbage time, but Zach Benson gets his first goal, meaningful, and also another power play goal. So Buffalo's power play is now starting to heat up. 1-for-4 tonight, 2-for-4 in the last outing against Ottawa, and then an 0-for-2 night in Detroit, and then the Islander game, 1-of-5. The Florida game, 1-of-3. The Detroit game, 1-of-4. So now you're starting to see the Sabre power play come and actually benefit them here along the way. But tonight, I mean, beyond the power play, just outstanding offense. And here's the cool thing. Everybody contributes for the Sabres. All the forwards are on the score sheet in this game. Six different goal scorers. And you get some guys that score their first of the season. I mentioned Benson. Lafferty gets it as well. Cousins, you know, we've been talking so much about what this team needs. They need Dylan Cousins to get his mojo back scoring. And we still know two is not enough at this point of the season, but he is a guy that definitely is an emotional player, takes things hard when things aren't going his way. He knows how important he is to this team. He's on the record said many times before, look, I got to be better. I got to score. They're paying me a lot of money to score. And we'll see if that gets him going. But it's a real nice cycle with Benson and Quinn on that second goal that ended up being the game winner. Thompson staying hot. He's on pace for 53 goals. He's up to 9 now on the season. Jason Zucker, I just cannot say enough good things about him. What a really nice acquisition from Kevin Adams. He's been great around the net. He's been outstanding since day one, setting up and making plays to give his teammates scoring opportunities. Tonight, he just goes into the corner, takes the puck from Lindgren, and then goes toward the net and feeds Greenway for what we would consider to be kind of an easy goal, tapping on the backside. So Zucker continues to play well. McLeod gets a couple of assists tonight, and Buffalo's power play coming through. So, yeah, complete team effort against a good team who, you know, as Paul said, maybe isn't playing their best right now, but has gotten the best from their goaltending. And they chase, in my opinion, if I'm picking a goalie on, you know, for a season in the NHL and I've got the whole league, I'm picking Shesterkin. And the Sabres were able to chase him tonight in what was one of his worst outings ever. He gave up 5 goals on just 12 shots. And Jonathan Quick came in relief and faced 10 more, and Benson ended up scoring on him on the power play. So we'll update you on the standings here coming up in a moment. But the Sabres now, through 14 games, they are 6-7-1. They had won 3 in a row, then they lost 3 in a row, and now an opportunity to spin it back and win 3 in a row coming up on Saturday against Calgary. And we'll have that game, of course, right here on the Sabres Radio Network. The Flames and the Bruins are tied at 3 right now. So we'll obviously keep you posted on what's happening with Calgary in their game coming up here in just a few moments. Again, Paul Hamilton in the locker room. We'll have player reaction coming up here any moment. We'll also have Lindy Ruff and his live post-game comments. And we'll get Paul's take, stats and scores, highlights, update you on the standings here as a lot of these early games in the East are just going final, including this one that you listened to with the Sabres winning by a score of 6-1 in front of 18,006 at Madison Square Garden. It wasn't that full at the end. Many had left early, and probably because of the huge win. Dylan Cousins, he's up first with Paul Hamilton.
Any kind of mentality that's been a through line through your starts?
Yeah, we've had a lot of discussions about our first shift or everybody's first shift to get a good start of the game. That's very important, set the tone of the game, and we've done a really good job.
You had control of the puck in the zone. You're obviously just putting it on the net. Just how shocked were you that it ends up going in on him?
Darlene live. Lots of Darlene.
Yeah, I saw the puck going in the whole way. So, but it was obviously a good feeling to get a goal. First thing that happens.
Yes, was that just simply it was a good dump in where Greenway puts it in a place where you have two guys that can go in and get it and retrieve it?
Yeah, our forwards is doing a really good job of putting pucks where we want them, and so we can forecheck them. I mean, we had, Sucks was also a forecheck goal, so they're doing a really good job.
What was it like seeing four lines going the way they were going tonight?
That was big for us. All our players is going now, a lot of confidence in our group, so we just got to continue to grow.
You've been missing Zach Benson, obviously, with the injury. The way he played tonight is a lot of what we saw last year. Just how important a guy is he for this club to just, you know, cause that little chaos and get you some offense?
Yeah, he's very strong on the pucks down low, and he wins his battles. And I mean, we always know how good he can be, so I'm happy he's healthy and back fully, 100%.
There's some talk this morning about being on the right track, and you played a good game against Ottawa, you get rewarded. You get one here, get rewarded. What does that do for this team?
Yeah, it's huge. To win in New York, it's a really good feeling, especially for our group, where we are in the standings and stuff. So, you know, like I said, a lot of confidence now. We just got to continue to build.
Thanks. Rasmus Dahlin and Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen is in here, so let's wander on over to talk to him. Ukko, in the first period, it seemed like the Rangers had a lot of zone time, but it also seemed like it was all kept to the outside. They had the one good chance right before the penalty, but other than that, did you feel the same way that, yeah, they had zone time, but a lot of it was outside?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was kind of surprised looking that I think we lost in the shot count on the first, and I felt like we played really solid today overall, you know, in the third BK couple, but you know, that will happen, and, you know, I have to take care of those. But overall, I think we played really, really well defensively today.
That's a good power play over there. What stood out to you about the penalty kill tonight?
I think that tells about the penalty kill today, last game too. I feel like it's something, you know, we're taking more pride on. We're going to be good at it. You know, you can chase it kind of or change the game with those two. You know, it's as important as power plays. Yeah. And I feel like the guy's been really, you know, putting the effort on that. We kind of are on the same page with it now. And, you know, it's just getting better. And, you know, I appreciate the effort the guys put into it.
Do you feel really locked in the last two games yourself?
Yeah, of course. I feel like most of the games have been, you know, We've been able to score. The team has played well, but I feel like myself, I feel locked in. I feel good. You know, it's been good to get a couple starts in a row again, and you know, just overall feel confident and good.
Kuko Pekalukinen, let's head over to Zach Benson.
How much are you just playing healthy now, playing like we saw last year? You're creating chaos, creating some offense.
Yeah, I thought our line was great tonight. You know, that's how we got to play. That's how we expect ourselves to play. I know coming in here, you know, we all weren't, you know, our line wasn't happy with our game. And, you know, we kind of said to each other, like, let's get going here. You know, we find our game, it makes our team just so much more deadly. So, you know, I'm happy with our effort. And, you know, I thought our whole team just played a solid 60.
On the goal that Dylan scored, is that one of those things where all three of you had to combine to get that goal? You were all in the forecheck. You all wound up with the puck at some point. Is that where your line can really work together like that?
100%. I mean, you look at the end of last year, I thought we played really connected, and it made us very successful as a line. And, you know, that's what we honestly talked about that, you know, this morning and last night. Just we got to get more connected. We got to get closer to each other. You know, we're all players that can make plays in tight. And, you know, I thought you know, Quinner and Cuzzy played an unreal game tonight. And I thought our line was on the forecheck and just created chaos all night.
Same as what you just said, your goal, you're going to the net. Jack finds you. I mean, that kind of play.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. You know, Jack's a hell of a hockey player. And, you know, you know, he makes those plays all the time. So, you know, for me, it was just going to the net and getting ready to tap one because I knew twos would get it in there.
Zach, in the first period, they had zone time, but other than maybe the one chance before the penalty you guys took, it seemed like you guys kept everything to the outside. Did you feel that way too, where, yeah, they might have been in the zone, but they weren't getting a lot of great chances?
Right. I think we hunkered down very, very good. I mean, there's definitely lapses in the game where we didn't play our game, but you know, I thought ultimately, all around, I mean, you know, that's probably one of the top goalies in the league, you know, probably top three goalies. So to run them out, you know, fairly early, it's pretty impressive. And, you know, we just got to keep playing this way. We got to keep playing quick. And I think that's kind of, we're playing to our identity again.
Can you almost, it's hard to explain. I mean, Ottinger, you guys put up four on him. You get five on this goaltender. It just seems like when you play the better goaltenders, you guys seem to be on top of it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we definitely talked about Shesterkin before the game. You know, he's their key player. He's their most valuable player. So we definitely talked about him. But, you know, I thought we just did a good job. I mean, got traffic in there. And, you know, also we beat him with some clean shots. So, yeah, just an impressive performance from our group tonight.
Is it more special for you just being a young player to come into this rink? You know, the history of this rink, be the number one star of the game, get a win. I mean, does it make it even a little bit more special?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, you dream of playing in this barn. You know, there's been a lot of pretty famous people in this arena. So it's pretty cool. And, you know, every time, I mean, I think last year we played, if I can remember correctly, two of our best games all year in this building. So, you know, another great effort tonight, and we just got to keep building.
Zach Benson, Brian, back to you.
Yeah, Zach Benson, excellent in this game. He gets the sixth goal, six of six different scores, and as Paul mentioned, the first star in this one tonight, all Sabres on the star sheet, which is no surprise. Benson, star one, Quinn, star two, Cousin star three. So that entire second line for the Sabres end up being rewarded with the stars tonight. Lenny Ruff coming up here in just a few moments, so stick with us here on the post game. Paul will check right back in from Madison Square Garden. But we've got Jordan Greenway. Let's go there first with Paul.
Getting a four-line effort tonight.
That's great. Anytime that, you know, you can get production from all four lines, it's a pretty positive thing, right? I thought everyone was going well. All four lines, the D, Opie did great things, penalty kill. I thought we played a good game tonight.
What was it like seeing Zach Benson, who has been out hurt, you know, cause the kind of chaos and just be the pest that we know he can be?
Yeah, it's, you know what he's going to bring. Probably the smallest guy out there, but he fights so hard. And it's great to see him get rewarded for sure.
Jordan, on the first goal, if you don't put the puck in the right spot on the dump end, it's probably not going to get scored. Is that something you guys as a team have been concentrating on, that you've got guys that can skate, get the puck just in the right place, they can get it in forecheck and get it around and score that goal?
Yeah, for sure. We have definitely been focusing on that. Whether it's a rim, putting in to spots with guys going with speed, it helps out a lot when you can keep it away from their goalie, who likes to control the puck, this and that, put it in spots where you can get it back. It's helpful. It's helpful for the forecheck. It makes it hard on them. We were able to turn it into something, which got some momentum for us.
You guys are 3-0, and you can sense that you guys really have control of the game. You and Zucker break in, and you're just going right to the net on that play, on your goal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you get the sense as you're going in that, though, you guys are riding momentum in that moment?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. I think we scored right before that, maybe. Yeah. And, we've been focusing on whether we get scored on or we score. We got to go out there and either get the momentum back or continue it. And that was just our focus going out there. Again, Clouder, great rim right to Zucks. Zucks made a great play on the wall. And then, what he did in front of the net speaks for itself. I had the easy job.
It's just, it looked like a veteran play on the wall. It looked like Lindgren had it. And next thing you know, Zucker has it.
Yeah.
It just looked like a veteran play.
Yeah, he gets in there. He gets into dirty areas. He'll go into the corner. And more times than not, he comes out with it. That's something he, told Clouder and I a lot, early in the season. Like, let me do the work. I'll get the puck, and I'll find a way to get it to you guys. And, yeah, he showed it perfectly there.
PK, early you guys were taking a lot of penalties, but UPL backed you up, and positionally you guys played well.
Yeah, he was probably our best penalty killer tonight, and you need that from time to time from the goalie. And he, not only tonight, he's been doing it, over and over again, and he's been huge for us.
Thank you, Jordan. Jordan Greenway, Brian, back to you.
All right, Jordan Greenway. His third of the year, that was Buffalo's fourth goal. Lafferty with his first made it 5. We know Benson then on the power play, we've mentioned, a solid game for him, made it a 6-1 game. And the Sabres get their sixth win, 6-7-1 on the season. And again, every forward on the score sheet tonight, they did take one assist away from McLeod on that Greenway goal, but McLeod had an assist on the opening goal from Dahlin, so that fact stays intact right now. So a nice job, obviously, overall. I mean, there's really not anything negative to say from this game at all. I mean, every forward is on the score sheet. Defense, very sound. Lukanen played great. The special teams edge went for the Sabres. They chased Shesterkin, winning battles physically. Dahlin talked about puck placement, which allowed them to get on the forecheck. I mean, you can go on and on here, but just some real nice overall team hockey for the Sabres. Here is Lindy Ruff talking live to Paul.
Lindy, it seemed like a good dump and a good forecheck got you guys going. I mean, you got that first goal because of, them working together to produce that goal, didn't you?
Yeah, I think anytime you get an early goal, their routing was good, and I thought we had a little bit of traffic going through the front that he might have lost sight of that puck. So, anytime you can score early, it kind of sets the tone for you.
Four lines. I mean, you got something from every line in this game, including the second line, the Cousins line, finally giving you a lot. I mean, just how good does that feel to see that effort that way?
Yeah, you're not going to lose many games when you get, an effort like that out of every line. I thought every line, all six defense, our goalie made big saves, but I thought the Cousin line was real good. Like, made a lot of plays down low, created some really good opportunities. A lot of their shifts were spent in the offensive zone, and I thought their compete from the top of the circles down was something that they were having a tough time handling.
The importance from a coaching perspective of back-to-back games that you can point at now and say, look, if we do this, this is the result. This will happen. I mean, as you're trying to build something here.
Yeah, we put 3 together, then we lost 3, and now we just got to really try to kind of stay humble and know what the recipe is for winning, which it is a four-line game. Doing the right things above the puck, where we're not giving up odd man rushes, which I thought 90% of the game tonight. We did a good job, almost let a couple guys behind us. So we're working hard at that part of the game.
The only time you saw Zach Benson play like this was on tape from last year. He's been hurt this year. What was it like to see that kind of effort tonight that we saw a lot last year?
Well, that makes the line go. And, you know, I was starting to get concerned if, you know, the injury that was hampering him was going to still be there, or I thought tonight he showed exactly what he was. And there's some man-to-man compete against some big men where he won the battles.
Did you like, in the first, I understand they had some zone time, but did you like the way you guys defended? It was mostly on the outside, wasn't it? You had one inside chance, I think, right before the penalty. Other than that, didn't you guys kind of keep it to the outside?
Well, you know, we talked about if, you know, if they got rolling around, to just stay inside. You know, they're looking for backside plays. They're looking for a dot and seam plays. And if you chase outside, a lot of times they'll expose you. And if we can get the kill initially, you know, we want pressure. If they get you running, we just tried to stay compact and make sure we didn't give up a big opportunity.
Thanks, Lindy. Lindy Ruff on the post game. Brian, back to you.
All right, there is Sabres head coach Lindy Ruff. His post-game press conference brought to you by Steve Foley Law. If you've been injured, it's time to get serious. Time to call Steve Foley Law. As we get close to the top of the hour here, we're going to talk to Paul Hamilton. But first, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
Sports Radio 550 WGR Buffalo and WKSE HD2 Niagara Falls Buffalo, 98.5 FM.
An Odyssey Sports Station.
6-1 Buffalo over the New York Rangers. Brian Colziel with you here on the post game. Maybe the most complete effort all around. Four lines, special teams, goaltending, and energy for the Sabres as they beat a Ranger team tonight handily and chase maybe the league's best goaltender. All right, for more, we go right back to Madison Square Garden. Paul Hamilton and Paul scoring a goal 26 seconds in may not have been ultimately a big reason why, but Lindy Ruff seemed to think that, hey, if you can start with that early goal, it sets that tone really well, and obviously they carried that through.
Yeah, and you can say, well, Shesterkin should have that goal, but you know what? They earned that goal, and that was the thing that I liked about it, that everything from the smart dump in by Greenway, and then you get McLeod and Zucker in there quickly to get in on that forecheck, quickly get the puck around to Byram. He quickly rolls it around over to Dahlin, and Dahlin comes in open through the slot. Now that goes right through the legs of Shesterkin, and I guarantee you he wants that back. But I just like how the play developed. I thought it was a really good developing play by three players getting involved in there, and you probably don't get that goal if all three of them don't work like they worked to get that goal.
Yeah, Paul, I mean, that obviously did set the tone because it seemed as though the energy and the pressure was there throughout. Dahlin says part of why he thinks everything went well tonight is that they placed the puck well. They could get in on the forecheck, and it kind of kept the Rangers a little on guard there. So do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, definitely. From not allowing them to get inside, as Lindy Ruff said in the first period when, you know, New York had most of its own time. It was just right before they called the penalty on Bryson. Cooley was wide open in front and big save there by Luukkonen. But other than that, I don't think the Rangers really penetrated to get into those scoring areas into the middle. I thought the Buffalo did a very good job of keeping them out of there. And, yeah, so what if you're in your own zone like that? I mean, if you can play like that and just concentrate on making sure the puck stays to the outside, don't break down where, you know, they can grab something in there, I think, you're going to do what the Sabres wound up doing.
Paul, Dylan Cousins' line, Lindy Ruff had good things to say about them. You've got a healthy Zach Benson, a Dylan Cousins who's finishing, Jack Quinn who's buzzing around. Like, that is the best of what we've seen from these guys. Now, can they do it more consistently all together? We obviously haven't seen that from any of them this year.
And again, the goal. Why was the goal scored? Because all three players were involved. You know, Cousins got in on the forecheck, then it was Quinn, then it was Benson. But as that was happening, Cousins goes to the through the circle where the Rangers let him go and gets free. Again, another goal that Shesterkin probably wants back, but it doesn't matter. It's the work that Buffalo put in. If you work that hard and continue to produce those types of chances, sometimes they'll go in for you, even if you're playing Shesterkin, you know? Don't be shy about, you know, trying to get that opportunity. If you're Rasmus Dahlin, don't be shy about shooting that puck. Or Dylan Cousins coming through the circle. That's going to be that's a quality scoring opportunity. That's a good goaltender, and you beat him. Probably 99 times out of 100, he makes the save, but he didn't because you took the shot, you took the opportunity, and there was hard work before the opportunity got there.
Paul, how important is Zach Benson doing what he did tonight? We saw that so often last year. That's why Don Granato could never take him out of the lineup. And that's why they didn't send him down to juniors. Like, it was just, he was a thorn in the side of bigger players, more experienced players tonight. And, you know, he obviously helped offensively too, like you talked about. But when he's buzzing around like that, I mean, that's what I remember from him from last year.
No, absolutely. And you can see just from what you watched tonight how hurt he was, how much he was playing injured. And you know what? That's a little on him. I mean, but that's a kid. That's a young kid who wants to be there for his team and doesn't want to, you know, stop playing or come out of the lineup. And he's just going to do everything he can to be able to be in that lineup. And he shouldn't have. Lindy Ruff finally figured out. And that's a little bit on Lindy Ruff, too, because he had mentioned it before he finally pulled him out of the lineup and got him to rest to get healthy. Probably, what do you want to say, maybe 2-3 games before Lindy Ruff mentioned it. But he continued putting him in. And so that's a little bit on Lindy Ruff, too. But it just shows you how hurt he was when you compare what we saw earlier in the season to what we saw tonight.
Paul, the play that Zucker made to set up Greenway. Greenway had a lot of nice things to say about him. And then, of course, Malenstein setting up Lafferty. There's the third. There's the fourth line coming through. Lindy said this is a four-line game. I like what he said there. We haven't heard that maybe a phrase used in a while. So those two contributions, obviously, a part of the win, too.
Well, you saw what I tweeted. They're midway through the game, and 14 guys are already on the score sheet out of the 18 yeah. skaters. 14 of them are already on the score sheet. I mean, that's good. That just shows you how well everybody was contributing. It wasn't just, well, one line was going and your goaltender stood on his head or something like that. Well, your goaltender did stand on his head, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad thing where, you know, there was constant pressure on him, but he made the big saves when he had to make a big save and he had no chance on the goal. So, but still, I mean, it just goes to show you.
Yeah, pretty wild stuff there for sure. Okay, Paul, well, they had won three straight, lost three straight. It's like, oh, you won three straight. You gained that ground back from the slow start. Oh, then you lost three straight. You threw it away. Well, I guess maybe you can gain some of that back again here. You've got a Calgary team coming in on Saturday. They just went to overtime, lost to Boston tonight. But again, here's your opportunity to go and get that win in bunches thing that they couldn't do last year.
Yeah, I mean, get the third one. And then, you know, the last time they won four games in a row was January of 2023. Almost two full years, calendar years. That, by the way, was a five-game winning streak. It wasn't just a four-game winning streak. It was a five-game winning streak, but they did what the Buffalo Sabres tend to do, and that's, you know, once they won five in a row, then I believe they lost four in a row. You know, so, you know, it's just taking it one game at a time. You've got the two wins. You got to stack wins. Now go for that third one, you know, and just don't look at it as the big overall picture. Just look at it as the Calgary Flames. You know, they're going to be next. Go get your third win there. Don't worry about the fourth, fifth, or sixth one or anything like that. Worry about that when it comes up. And maybe if you just do it in smaller chunks like that, it's not so intimidating.
Paul, thank you so much for all your great work tonight. We appreciate it. Have a safe trip back, and we'll see you Saturday with Calgary at 1 o'clock at KeyBank Center.
Okay, we'll see you then.
Okay, great. Paul Hamilton at Madison Square Garden, where the Sabres beat the Rangers tonight by a score to 6-1, and they improved to 6-7-1 on the season. We mentioned Benson back and healthy. He's the last guy to come off injured reserve. There's nobody left on the injury report, so everybody knock on wood. There we go. The Sabres right now, no injuries to report. The injury report is brought to you by the Orthopedic Center at Catholic Health St. Joseph's Campus. Go with Joes. Okay, at this time, we're going to say goodbye to all of our local affiliate stations. If you want to keep listening to the postgame, you can go to WGR550.com or you can listen in on the Odyssey app. When we come back, we'll get you our save of the game, update you on the standings, get some more stats in, read some tweets here. You can send them in at BrianWGR. 6-1, Sabres beat the Rangers. Calgary will be next on Saturday in downtown Buffalo. I'm Brian Culziel. Thanks for listening. More postgame in a moment. This is the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
To the Sabres line. Fox will carry it up top. Here's Panarin, chased by Alex Tuch. Panarin in front. Oh, what a save by Luukkonen on Kreider in front of the net.
Chris Kreider unable to beat Ukko-Pekka Luukkonen there. He faced 26 shots. Luukkonen did, made 25 saves. That one, our save of the game, brought to you by your Upstate Honda dealers for all your great deals on the entire Honda lineup. Visit your local Upstate Honda dealers today. Welcome back to the postgame. 6-1, Sabres beat the Rangers. Buffalo now 6-7-1. We'll update you on the standings here coming up, get you the scoreboard too, but let's get some final stats in. They're brought to you by Level Financial Advisors, helping you retire better. Visit levelfa.com. Shots are 26-22 in favor of the Rangers. As I mentioned, Luukkonen makes 25 saves. Shesterkin was chased after letting in 5 goals on 12 shots. Individually, for only the second time in franchise history, all 12 Sabre forwards recorded at least 1 point in a game. The only other time Buffalo did that was January 17th, 1994. That was a 7-2 victory over the Washington Capitals. How about Bo Byram tonight? A +4 in almost 22 minutes of ice time. Benson had 2 points. Quinn had 2 points. Everybody else had one. As we said, it was very, very spread out. Quinn and Cousins led the way with shots. They had 4 apiece, and Clifton, Krebs, and Gilbert with 3 hits apiece. By the way, don't expect Dennis Gilbert to come out of the lineup if you're enjoying his playing. Don't expect Jacob Bryson to come out of the lineup. 2-for-2 now as Lindy I guess you could say, you know, making a statement, taking out Samuelson, taking out Yoki Haru, putting in Gilbert, putting in Bryson. He's not going to change the lineup on Saturday for sure. These guys are going to go right back in, and it might take even more. Gilbert, by the way, not only three hits, but he had three block shots in this game. Bryson, three block shots. Oh, there you go. Those two guys getting in, they're taking advantage of their opportunity right now. Your Dynabrade.com Power Play Report brought to you by Dynabrade Tools, proudly made here in Buffalo. A win there tonight for the Sabres as well. They go 1-4. Benson's goal came there. That made it 6-1. And the Rangers 0-4 on the power play. All right, before we get to the scores, with it obviously being six different goal scorers tonight, we want to get you a chance to hear the highlights from them. We're going to go through them all right now. Let's start just 26 seconds into the game. It's the captain getting Buffalo on the board right away.
Lindgren wearing a jaw protector out there, 55 for the Rangers. Far circle shot, scores! That one gets by Shesterkin as Rasmus Dahlin slid it low along the ice, and it's an early lead for Buffalo, 26 seconds in.
Dahlin's second from Byron and McLeod, 1-0 Buffalo. That was the score after one. To the second, and here's your game winner. Benson, Quinn, Cousins working hard, and it's Cousins with his second of the year to put Buffalo up by two.
Dylan Cousins double-teamed as he brings it up near the point. Sabres from right to left. Cousins again scores! That's Dylan Cousins that you've been looking for, and so is he. What a great shot to make it 2-0 here in the second period.
2:45 into the second. Cousins with his second of the year. Benson and Quinn assist. That made it 2-0. And we go just past the halfway mark of the period at 11:39. Paterka finding Thompson coming in for his ninth of the season.
And now it's Paterka. Middle of the ice. Scores! Tage Thompson! That was a rocket of a shot. 89.7 miles per hour. And it puts Buffalo up 3-0 here in the second period.
Paterka setting up Thompson for his ninth. Clifton the other assist. 3-0 Buffalo. On the very next shift, the Sabres adding to their total as Zucker feeds Greenway for his third of the year.
A 3-0 lead and looking for more here. Walking in, scores! Greenway on a great play coming out of the corner to set it up. 4-0 Buffalo.
Yeah, Zucker setting him up. Zucker now 11 points in his last 11 games. He's been on fire. 12:09 mark, 4-0 Buffalo. And then less than 2 minutes later, Buffalo added again. Malenstein setting up Lafferty on a highlight reel goal, and that's Lafferty's first of the season.
Down 4-0. Facing more pressure here from Malenstein. Sends it across, scores! Lafferty! And the Sabres go back to back to back here quickly in New York and lead it 5-0 with 6:09 to go in the second period.
Three goals in 2:12, and for Lafferty, not only his first of the year, but his first as a Sabre. Malenstein and Krebs assist, 5-0 Buffalo, and they scored another quick one right after it. Paterka scored from an insane angle, but the Sabres were called for offside, so that one did not count. So it stayed 5-0. That was the end of the night for Shesterkin. They go to the third. Rangers finally scoring at 4:21, but later Buffalo on the power play. Zach Benson getting in on the fun.
Lindgren trying to take it from him. Right in front, scores! What a great pass as Benson is able to tip that one in.
Benson with his first. Quinn and Tuck assisting at 11:55. Power play goal for Buffalo. That made it 6-1, and that is your final. Buffalo 6, New York 1. The Sabres improving to 6-7-1. We will tell you where they are on the standings in just a moment, but we got to tell you what happened elsewhere. So let's go to the scoreboard next, as our scores from around the league are brought to you by Fiegel, Carr, and Joyce, your border attorneys. All right, let's go to the games that are underway right now. Early third in St. Louis, Utah with a 2-1 lead on the Blues. 7.5 to go in Dallas. The Stars have a 2-1 lead on the Blackhawks. 9:17 left in the game in Winnipeg. Just one goal. The Jets have a 1-0 lead on the Avs. Two games are set to start at 10:30 tonight. Vancouver at Los Angeles. Minnesota is at San Jose. Okay, let's go to the games that are finals now. The Bruins get the game winner in overtime from Marchand as they beat the Flames 4-3. Calgary will be here on Saturday at 1 o'clock. Kadri, Sharangovich, and Barry, the goal scorers for the Flames, again, who will be here Saturday at 1 o'clock at KeyBank Center. Other finals, Islanders win in Ottawa by a score of 4-2. Panthers roll the Predators 6-2 the final. Sam Reinhart scoring again. He's now up to 11 on the season. Devils 5, Canadians 3 as New Jersey wins there. The Hurricanes beat the Penguins by a score of 5-1. And in Tampa, in a shootout, the Flyers defeat the Lightning by a score of 2-1. All right, there's your look at the NHL. Let's go to Thursday Night Football, and the Bengals looking good. Joe Burrow having a big game. He's got 2 touchdown passes, 232 yards right now. Early in the third quarter, the Bengals leading the Ravens by a score of 21-7. Lamar Jackson has a touchdown pass in this one. Derrick Henry, though, right now struggling to get going, just 28 yards. Ja'Marr Chase, a monster game, 5 catches for 119 yards and a touchdown in this one. And let's go to local college hoops. One game of note tonight happening in East Lansing, Michigan, and it's Niagara falling to Michigan State by a score of 96-60. Purple Eagles drop to 1-1. All right, there's your look around the league and around the sports world. All right, so with the Sabres win, 6-7-1, what does that do for them in the standings? Well, that puts them to now 13 points. Still 2 back of the wild card because the Bruins did win their game tonight in overtime over the Flames. That obviously, you know, West plays East. You want to have the West team win there. The Eastern team won in that one. Islanders also won. They have 14, and then there's the Sabres and the Wings with 13. If you want to look at something even better, the Sabres are 2 points out of third. That's Tampa. And 3 points out of second. That's Toronto. And all even games played there. Leafs 14, Lightning 14, Sabres 14. They even have a game in hand on the Bruins. So, yes, the Sabres are not in a playoff spot. But if you want to look at, you know, you want to paint a rosy picture, you could say they're 3 points back of second in the Atlantic Division, again being held by Toronto. Up next is Calgary. Calgary right now is the third place team in the Pacific. Vegas and Los Angeles both have 19, and then there's Calgary with 16. The Flames have also played 14 games. They are 7-5-2. They got a point tonight in Boston. As we mentioned, they lost 4-3 to the Bruins. But that game is up next for us, Saturday at 1. I'll have the Steve Foley Law pregame show at noon right here on our flagship station, WGR. And then, of course, all of us on the Sabres Radio Network just after 1 o'clock. And with that, fun night for the Sabres. We'll put a wrap on the postgame. Want to thank Evan and Trevor back in our Amherst studios for their work tonight. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Paul Hamilton, our reporter in New York. Tom Matty was our engineer. The Bulldog on the pregame. And for our game announcers, Dan Dunleavy and Rob Ray. I'm Brian Kulzeal. The final again from MSG. It was the Sabres 6 and the Rangers 1. Thanks for listening to the postgame. We'll talk to you on Saturday with Buffalo and Calgary right here on the Buffalo Sabres Radio Network. Good night, everyone.
Sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.